Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. That's the Platters bringing us back. That's Tony Williams' voice there you hear. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're hanging out with me. I'm glad John Dini's here. Awake at 2am.com, the number 2. Right, John? That's your blog?
Yeah, 2 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry. Awake at 2 o'clock. I guess that I could presume a.m. there, right? Awake at 2 o'clock.com and johnfdini.com also is your other website. So check all those out, folks. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do. John, we're talking about this idea of preparing yourself, following your interests, and then, you know, if every kid has a different thing that they're interested in, and you know, my son was interested in whatever you could put a uniform on. He loves uniforms. He was a Marine, a police officer. My daughter loved the medical field. Somehow she wound up being a nurse. I mean, I just think whatever you're interested in, whether you make $1 million or you don't, if you're doing what you're interested in, I'm not going to say your passion, but what your interests are, is probably what you're most qualified for, and at least maybe you'll be happy regardless of how much money you make. What do you think?
Yeah, and you know, baby boomers are an anomaly in generations because we overpacked the pipeline. We all became very competitive and materialistic.
Mm-hmm.
The generations that followed, some of the generations that preceded us, are not the same way, and they have a life outside of work or more of a life outside of work. It's fine if you're passionate about kayaking or you're passionate about rock climbing. You know, the expectation of making a living as a rock climber is ridiculous.
Right, right. No, I'm not talking... that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not... When I was saying those things, I wasn't talking about esoteric things or pastimes or sports or whatever, necessarily. Although you and I both know people who've done that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they quit rock climbing, they started manufacturing rock climbing equipment. That happens all the time. But still, you've got to have... You've got to have a focus, don't you? When you're trying to find your way in life, you got to have a focus to some degree.
And sometimes you find it out as you go. You know, I dropped out of college initially, and I went to work in fast food restaurants, and I was a manager in fast food restaurants. And one night it occurred to me, and I was going for an English degree, so I was doing my version of basket weaving. One night it occurred to me when I was laboring over the books in the wee hours of the morning because I couldn't get them to balance, and the day shift guy had screwed them up, and I did that over and over and over again. And suddenly the thought dawned on me that maybe I didn't hate accounting and numbers as much as I had always said I did. You know, and I wound up mm-hmm. getting a degree in accounting because it mm-hmm. turned out to be kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that obviously served me better than the English basket weaving would have.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got to try things out. And the workplace isn't a bad thing to try things out, but you've got to show up with the ability to do a basic job.
Are you surprised, John, that we've got all these people unemployed and we almost never hear about it on the news anymore? And there's not... I mean, wouldn't you have thought that if 20 million people in America were un- or underemployed, that there'd be riots in the street this long, for this long a time?
Well, I mean, the extended unemployment benefit is probably doing something to help
probably
that.
Probably helping some of that.
You know,
but I mean,
and we don't have a tradition of that.
But I guess one of the things that I'm saying is we've had long enough now where people who need to be retrained could have been retrained by now, right?
That is true. And if you listen to Tom Coburn, the senator from Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
who I just think is a brilliant guy, you know,
yep.
he points to one small town in Oklahoma where the population is 8,500 people, and between the state and the feds, they have 14 offices of job training programs.
Wow.
And he said they're not training anybody.
Yeah.
These are just people.
Well,
it's a job provision program. They're paying people to sit at desks all day and not accomplish anything.
But John, this is the kind of thing that Main Street America, regular folks, are going to have to. We're going to have to start demanding more, and we're going to have to start taking responsibility for these things and not count on Washington to fix it. And nothing's going to get better until we do that, John.
You know, Jim, as a small employer, I think we are saying that by not hiring, and they're not listening.
Well, I think you're right, but that's a crisis waiting to happen, then, which is, I guess, what we're in right now. Hey, John, awakeat2o'clock.com and johnfdeeney.com, right?
Correct.
Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim.
John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be too, but it'll be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.